AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Francisco! Francisco!
They are chanting the Pope's name in the city of Holguín, Cuba, where he is celebrating Mass this morning. Tomorrow, he comes to Washington. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
To say the president and top aides are looking forward to this visit's a huge understatement.
Watch the response that Pope Francis gets.
That's Vice President Biden, the administration's top Catholic, leading the cheers. In part, says advisor Ben Rhodes, that's because the Pope's an ally on things like global warming and fighting poverty.
This Pope has been able to strike a chord on issues that affect people around the globe.
But he's a critic on abortion and gay marriage.
The Pope is a very independent figure.
Charlie Kupchin, another advisor here, says Obama knows on some issues he'll politely disagree. Mark Smith at the White House.
No bail for Michael McCarthy, the man accused of murdering 2-year-old Bella Bond, the child whose body washed up on a Boston Harbor island inside a trash bag. Bella's mother, Rochelle Bond, is McCarthy's girlfriend. This morning in court, the prosecutor said Rochelle Bond claims that McCarthy killed little Bella because she didn't want to go to bed. Bond claims she confronted McCarthy, who was standing over Bella's body, according to the prosecutor.
She asked Mr. McCarthy what he had done, and he did not tell her, but he said she was a demon anyway. It was her time to die.
Rochelle Bond is being held on $1 million bond, charged as an accessory after the fact. Home sales slid in August by the most since January. Tight supplies and rising prices have been putting off potential buyers. If you want a seasonal job, Macy's is hiring about 85,000 holiday workers for temporary positions ahead of the holidays. Kohl's will be hiring 69,000 holiday employees. The Dow is up 171 points. This is AP Radio News. One of the emotional high points at last night's Emmy Awards didn't involve a winner, but a presenter. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Thank you so much. I miss you guys so much.
More than a year ago, Tracy Morgan nearly died after a tractor trailer hit his limo bus and left one of Morgan's friends dead. Morgan told the crowd he was in a coma for more than a week.
When I finally regained consciousness, I was just ecstatic to learn that I wasn't the one who messed up.
Morgan announced the winner of the best dramatic series, Game of Thrones. I'm Jamie Fryer.
In fact, Game of Thrones is making Emmy history. It won a dozen Emmys this year, topping the 9 awards won by The West Wing in 2000. Game of Thrones now tied with Hill Street Blues and The West Wing as the most honored drama series ever. And yes, Jon Hamm finally won Best Actor for Mad Men. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.